If you want to be more efficient and effective while running your business with more inner peace, then working on the core of your issues instead of putting on a band-aid is vital. Welcome to the Business Brain Podcast.
I'm your host, Esty Radford, and here to help you improve your 28 cognitive functions, the 28 things that make up thinking. In each episode, we'll discuss a real-life challenge, why you might be struggling with it, and give you practical strategies so all areas of your life will improve.
If you've got ADHD and are struggling to get things done, there is hope, for real. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I've seen client after client have success in being able to get things done, even when they have ADHD. And today I'm going to share with you 5 ways to get things done. That's what's coming up next on the Business Brain Podcast, episode 428. But first, are you an entrepreneur with ADHD? Would you like to learn how to leverage your superpowers and optimize your ADHD so running your business is a whole lot easier? If yes, I'd love to see you part of our next cohort. Learn more and apply at lifepixuniversity.com/YBR. That's lifepixuniversity.com/YBR. For today's real life challenge, imagine you have 3 really important tasks that need to get done today, but you can't bring yourself to do it. It's too daunting, overwhelming, or maybe just simply boring. You might be struggling with getting tasks done if you've got any weak thinking skills. You see, thinking is not one big thing. Thinking is made up of 28 thinking skills called cognitive functions. Now, naturally, we'll have stronger ones and weaker ones, but those weaker ones are making it challenging for us to do what we want to do, including to finish tasks. Now, the reason you might be procrastinating on a task is often because the cognitive function related to that task is weak. We've spoken about many of these cognitive functions in previous episodes. Like just last week in episode 427, we spoke about dealing with an overload of information that is making you want to turn away instead of you actually getting the work done. So by improving your cognitive functions, you are solving the core issue. You are solving the actual root reason as to why you are struggling with this task. Here's the thing, improving a cognitive function takes time. Sometimes you need a task to get done now. You can't wait a few weeks until that thinking skill is strong. That's why we need short-term strategies. Short-term strategies help us right now. The problem with short-term strategies is we always need to do them, and we still have the core issue. It's a band-aid until we get to the surgery, but it's not actually the surgery. So I'm going to share with you 5 short-term strategies to get tasks done with ADHD. Like I said, these are band-aids. These are not solving the real problem. If you want to do that, you want to solve the root cause and the root reason as to why you are struggling with those, you want to take the cognitive function assessment at lifepixuniversity.com/CF. That's lifepixuniversity.com/CF. Let's get into these 5 short-term strategies. Number 1, body doubling. Body doubling is when there's another person in the room doing work or just sitting there, and it makes it easier for you to do this work. If you've got a friend who also works from home and doesn't live too far from you, maybe you can take turns just coming over to each other's houses and you just sit in each other's room and do the work that you need to do. Now, this also works virtually, okay? You can have a sister on the phone who is cleaning her house while you clean your house. This can also be done over Zoom. You find a friend who needs to also get work done, and you, for the next half hour, are each focusing on the work that you need to do. There's also a free tool called FocusMate that it does exactly that. Pairs you up with someone virtually around the world where you each are doing your own task, but it each helps you be able to do what you need to do. Number 2, turn it into a competition. If you've got ADHD, you're probably very competitive. Find a way to turn that competitiveness in a way that works for you and turn that task into a competition, either against yourself or someone else? Can you do it faster than your friend? Or maybe can you beat the time that you've done it last time? Can you shave off 5 minutes while doing this task? Now you can find fun ways to make this competitive. Can you maybe only do it with one hand? Get creative. I know you can. Number three, your environment has a massive effect on your mood and how you'll act. Change your environment based on the tasks that you need to do. If you need calmness, dim the lights and light a candle. If you need energy, turn on loud music, open the lights, hype yourself up. You can also try going to another location. Try the beach, the forest, cafe, library. You can have different types of tasks you do in different places. So you save the library for only doing one specific type of task, like maybe writing your blog posts. Number four, break your big tasks into smaller tasks and then complete one small task all the way. This way, instead of getting overwhelmed by the whole task, you only have to do a part, and every part you finish gives you a sense of accomplishment while giving you the opportunity to start fresh next time. If you need to create a bunch of TikToks, you can break it down. And you know what? I am just going to write 30 TikTok hooks. And you get that sense of accomplishment of just writing down 30 TikTok hooks. Now, number five, when I have a bunch of tasks, but I don't want to do any, this is what I like to do, even though it is not the most productive way to get work done. I make a list of a few tasks, usually not more than six, and then I turn on a timer for 12 minutes. I focus on the first task of that list for 12 minutes. As soon as the timer rings, even when I'm in the middle, I go on to the next task for 12 minutes. And then as soon as the timer rings, I go on to the next task for 12 minutes. Now, the reason why this works so well is twofold. Number one, your brain knows only has to do it for 12 minutes. And number two, each time your brain is getting that sense of like novelty, of change, of having to work on a different type of tasks. If you've been here for a while, you know that is really, really not a productive way, because every time you start a task, you are using the most energy. But sometimes it really works well to just help you plow through the work when you just don't have patience doing it. When you get to the bottom of your list, you start back at the top. And it is super fun when you finally finish one of those tasks, you can cross it out. And now instead of having six things on your list, you only have five. Now, you want to adjust this according to what works for you. If you see you can't do more than three tasks, don't do more than three. Maybe even two will work for you. And maybe you want to turn on timers for longer. Instead of for 12 minutes, you want to turn it on for 20 minutes or for a half hour. Maybe you want to put it on for shorter, for 7 minutes. You do what works for you. I've found that people either love this or hate this. So try it and see if it works for you. And if not, then just leave it. Although the reason you're procrastinating on a task is often due to a weak cognitive function, sometimes we need a task to get done right now. So today I shared with you five ways to get things done, even if you have ADHD. Number one, body doubling. Number two, turn it into competition. Number three, change your environment. Number four, break it down into smaller tasks and complete one small task all the way. And number five, rotate your task using a timer to help you stay focused. Your challenge this week is to choose one tip and see if it helps you complete the task.
That's all for this episode of the Business Brain Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with two of your business friends so they too can gain from it, and you'll be helping us reach our goal of 1 million downloads by the end of 2025. Cheers to peak brain performance.